BBC News with Jerry Smith. Video footage has emerged in China showing police firing tear gas at stone-throwing protesters in Wuhan, a fishing village once held up as a rare example of genuine democratic reform. Villagers have been protesting against the jailing of the chief they were allowed to elect after they denounced corrupt communist officials. The Syrian ceasefire, which began last night, appears to be largely holding. In the embattled northern city of Aleppo, residents have spoken of calm, but one monitoring group is reporting a few incidents. The lower house of Congress in Brazil has voted overwhelmingly to expel its former speaker, who led the campaign to impeach ex-president Dilma Rousseff. Eduardo Cunha has been accused of taking millions of dollars in bribes. He denies wrongdoing. Hillary Clinton says she didn't disclose her pneumonia diagnosis when she got it on Friday, as she didn't think it would be a big deal. The Democratic candidate has been criticised for waiting until Sunday after she almost collapsed in public. Washington's envoy on North Korea says Pyongyang's fifth nuclear weapons test requires a swift and strong response, including fresh sanctions. Sung Kim said last week's test had emboldened the international resolve to oppose North Korea's actions. Anti-terrorist judges in France have charged three women arrested last week after a car packed with gas canisters was found near Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. Two of them are charged with trying to kill the police officers who detained them. They're both said to have pulled knives, injuring one officer in the shoulder. A senior UN official has warned that 50,000 children in northern Nigeria are likely to starve to death in the coming 12 months unless they get treatment for severe malnutrition. Ayen Dawat said the extent of the problem had become apparent since April, as Boko Haram Islamists were forced into retreat. BBC News.